Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Kumba and Dumiso. 6 to 9 a.m.
All right, it's 14 after 8. Kaya FM 95.9. Near right of it.
To those of you,
we need to reflect in life.
We understand.
Yeah, it's supposed to happen. Once in a while, you need to look at your life and see what's around you. Because sometimes we get caught up with our cell phones and what is happening and what we post. Because sometimes what we post is not a real reflection of how our lives are.
True.
Most of the time, it's not.
90% of the time. We don't post our problems. We always post what we want people to see. We post our prawns.
Blue cheese and croissant.
Yeah, if rich, empty. I guess you're hamba. I love sharing in cellar. I crash in cellar. Oh, I can't believe in that good lamb shank. Lamb shank. Eat the mind. What do you post? I've been on Instagram, Joe, I think for maybe 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anyone corrupt his stoop.
What?
Everyone is rich like app. Everyone. One common to rich like app.
It's not a reality app. If you want to see that, then...
Then put your phone down and leave.
Go to Facebook.
So it basically app your man.
Yeah, it's a reality app. That's also in reality.
No, it's not.
Wow. We know you.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
You're a girl. We know you. You're struggling. Utonza hoker number 3. Zimbinda.
That disclaimer.
My follower, no, imagine. Go and join the booty zip. I'm busy zip.
I'm
going to join spring.
Go, go.
Sangbam. I didn't have a good adventurous.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm busy. No, she's trash. Go up in it.
She's got fun time.
Getting fun time. You're busy. We're fun time. We're fun time. Let's have a spring such a clip. Umbal is looking at us like,
yeah.
Nikulumangan.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a shawel. I'm a footer.
Scapana ngao. Scapana ngao. Swin. Yeah. Begale cap. Senza kanjalo. Into zam wish. Masa tuthi yasukumba kushaye ngikarapha kuphela. Ngangibhora.
Bakuthela nge. Bakuthela nge lucky starfish lapha.
Kushaye ngumbila, mawa tuthi utupeka ngapha kushaye ngamatongo mani.
Yazi into engichaza ngayo into yini. Ukuthi ikhuluma from experience yazi. Iphuma Ipuma from la.
Uthi wayengajole shawena. Dala ngkunya matongo mani.
Hayi bo. Uzomela ubuye le ntambama.
Uzangihlalela ama snacks uza hayi ayi problem le, ayi problem. Uza Yazi mabila ophula yonke. La waphula la anenhloko kade eka time, ekhomuni hloko ka time.
Eno kapa ngala ngalihlubanga.
Asiya athi bamba. Uzonendle ukhatha. Ulvula. Alvula chaza ukuthi lela livulile liyiwani linyandika cha bayirobhila la. Ala bayirobhila manika wani. Iyakamba lo rawoshi kamala urawoshi. Urawoshi. But makakhumula ibhuti. Yes sir. Yes sir. Uzathi hey. Ah namla. Yale nengizisha ne ngishaya ngabe ngishilo kule radio ngabe ngibuye next week ngibantu ngama razor. You can't be put using it Jose.
Ngiyambamuza.
Ubamuza Jose. Next week after 6 we played the story twice. Mangabu Smith ngabe uma 20 past 6 sadlala futhi ngabe uma 20 past 8 right now before we go to sport news and traffic. Sibuti is going to do his last bulletin at half past 8. It's going to be a special one. It's going to be one of those like yes Msibudi, but from next week Monday, from Monday Xen, where when we listen to your breakfast show with David O'Sullivan, Jason Collard and Mrs. Chabi, so there's going to be a new voice on spot, and I want Msibudi to be the one introducing us to the new guy. And umjele umuntu omusha ukuthi sisebenza kanjani thina Msibudi.
Nisebenza kanjani?
Uyazi siphana kanjani.
Let's plan it.
Abuzo Mvangeli, angazi nge-attitude uzoba ne-problem la kule show.
Wow. Did you just wow.
Angimiyazi Mvangeli ulalela.
Wow.
Musi man.
Yeah, starting next week, Mrena Mutupi joins us here at the home of the Afropolitan. The whole week, Xeni, with David and Tabiso and Jason, Monday to Thursday, then Good Friday, Friday.
So you chose a guy that is as tall as you, as skinny as you, but the darker version of you. Oh, wow. So would you know how to choose them, ne?
Well, there were a number of them. He chose himself by being good.
Moren, shab gujana cham.
Shab feri.
Grand. So you're looking forward to joining the breakfast team. Can you wake up, first of all, interview le? Before the bambuza lading HRM. Can you wake up? Let's start there.
No, ngavu. Akuvuka yona inkingi.
Thank you, cham.
Asiqale ngo Monday. Friday, I intends. Pheli Friday, weekend yaqala, so.
So you think Monday
I'm looking forward already to the end of the day.
Okay.
Nalingnaleyo spirit.
Well done, Muti Musibudi. You have to go to sports department because we work on a manly voice.
Yay!
For a change.
Sandy, so guys, we got our sister. Yeah, we are. Have you listened to the conversation with Sandile no Msibudi Ntambama? Wow,
both enjoy, both wasted. I call Adam's apple. I call Newton.
I know Adam's apple boy, but fucking pink. You know. So what? I need to drive through and let's go see what's going on. The man we met on the show was so mischievous. How many of them have been many? We are so much. We are pill. We are pill. We are.
We are. Big black together.
Ah, Murena and a big black nashi big.
So Murena, how was your week? Yeah, you know, big black.
I wonder what you can't have a machine frequency. I say 95.9, but 95.8 developer. Yeah. Hey, M7s. Hey, I wonder what my voice at tech about M7s. Yo, can you imagine big black Umren? But I know Wilson Pingo Semol.
Hey, Wilson. Hey, how are you doing?
Shut up! No, we can make it was a thing.
No,
look at
him.
Okay, I want to talk about something serious right now. The state of hospitals in South Africa. Forget about South Africa. In Gauteng.
Yes.
Horrible. It's bad. Public hospitals Like right now we are worried about the coronavirus.
Mm.
2 weeks ago, in the news, Thames Hospital lost 10 babies.
Yes, they did.
Listen, Lelan, 10 babies. That story didn't last for 2 days. It was just on the news, and then all was well, and all we have to go forward, move forward in life. What's your take on South Africa right now, or in Gauteng, when it comes to state of public hospitals?
You know, I'm a public hospitals. The last time I was in a public hospital, I'd lost a friend who was in an accident. So, in fact, it was Thembisa Hospital. Here's the thing about Bilendule. Guys, when it comes to government and spending money, say, on health and education and social, the social cluster, we spend a lot of money on these things. And you can see the signs. So, actually, money has been poured in here. But I don't know, we keep letting ourselves down by just not being able to do the simple things. So right now we're worried about the coronavirus, which I'm not trivializing it. Over 100 people over there in China, thousands of miles away. Meanwhile, we've got all these hospitals with equipment where babies are dying just because of stupid things like
overcrowding.
Overcrowding, infections, which means it's just hygiene. Healthcare workers that do not know how to practice good hygiene in and as they be infected and they die. So I do not know. I'm torn. I don't know.
You know, one of the other things, I mean, I've had a number of conversations with my mom who worked in the public health sector for all of her life here in Gauteng, and she has told me stories about small things like Uguti, sometimes even the department, although we are spending money, service providers who are meant to be supplying and providing basic services like ensuring that a hospital is clean, there are security guards at a hospital, things are delivered, people are not being paid for the services that they're supposed to be providing. So the operations of government as a whole come down. It becomes an umbrella kind of problem where not only is it a national problem, it becomes a provincial problem and a local problem. Because if you are not getting the basics to the people and the masses that actually need them, then it does not matter how much money is announced at a State of the Nation address or at a budget speech. If it's not making its way down to the ordinary South African who wakes up in the morning and has to go and stand in a queue more 3 XN, because at the clinic they're going to tell them that we're only going to see the first 20 people, the rest of you go home. That is how it is working even with abortions, for example, in our local clinics. They'll say, we don't have the capacity to help everyone who comes here today go back home. What does that do? It gives that child a window to say, I'm going to go umboni poster lapa in the Joburg CBD of someone who said they can do it for me for 100 rand. Those are the illegal abortions which then result in that child dying in a dingy passage somewhere in the Joburg CBD. And then we're going to say illegal abortions are a problem. No, we are trying to fix things at the tail end as opposed to siginyogale pezule kandala kon.
Yo, I think there's also a lack of staff morale. I don't know. I don't think, you know, when there's passion, people work with passion.
Yeah.
Because we've got lack of jobs, so people just apply for anything. As long as you've started nursing, you go into nursing. And then you can also see when you walk into those clinics and hospitals, they're not rushing to help. They're just like tea breaks, coffee breaks, most of them. So I don't know if it's the motivation or maybe they're not being paid enough. But nonetheless, it's a big problem with.
Like you're saying, Bali, the same, we're going to help the first 20 people. What about number 21? What if number 21 is really sick?
Is the emergency.
Like this is the emergency. Number 13, let's attend to this one. But because today we say we're going to help 20 people, we're just going to help 20.
Mm.
That's bad.
Yeah, I think for me that we really have gotten to a stage in general, I mean, hospitals aside, whatever, where our problems are beginning to overwhelm us. You know, like when you look and you say, shh, I've only got 100 rand and this 100 rand needs to feed my kids for the day, needs to get me to work, and you think, oh, Nkosiyam, how am I going to do it? We are slowly getting to that stage where in exasperation, and we don't know what to do. Because I have a friend who's a doctor, and the stories that you hear about what they have to do in casualty, the hours that they have to work, And then when you hear that the doctors make mistakes and stuff,
fatigue.
It's going to happen when you have to work for 40 hours without sleep and you have to see all of these patients in a public hospital. So for me, I would say whenever, and this is just a general life principle, whenever your problems seem to be overwhelming you, and I personally have been in this situation, sometimes it's just time, as you said, Skumba, at the beginning, to reflect. Just say, okay, let me step away from this problem and see if I can't see it from a different angle.
Mm.
Because, healthcare, education, transport, all of these things, Yang Tol. Mm. But maybe we just need a moment to look at this thing and say, okay, what is the problem here and how do we start from scratch to try and solve it?
Right now, we are worried about the coronavirus. We have malaria.
Mm.
We have
malnutrition.
Sexual meningitis.
Cholera.
Cholera everywhere. We HIV. We're still struggling with so many things right now. Certainly coronavirus. That is somewhere in China. Let's look at home. Like I said, 10 babies died. That is a huge deal. It's not just a small anyana thing.
It's huge.
It's huge,
like,
though.
Guys,
someone needs to take blame. Someone needs to explain to the world, how do you lose 10 babies? Do you know the pain of losing a baby?
You know what I'm wondering? When is it declared a national crisis, or when?
When it's white.
When it's white.
We're going to have ourselves a beautiful weekend, Musimen. Just want to say it's been a great pleasure working with you on air, Tammy, I've been here for over 5 years. It's been way over 5 years. And yeah, thank you very much for everything.
Thank you, Skumba.
You've been that guy for me. You've been that guy. You've always had the same attitude. Ngwazi usakhasa, ngwazi ube rehab, ngwazi usoba nje ubusoba manje. Ngwazi I know different sides yini boy.
Nothing.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
And Japan was
the best. Japan. Going with you in Japan was one of my highlights. Being with you, Yao Cham. Ulaleng up next to Masubu Tlax's job. Which is something you must admire about the man. Like, he really, really loves his work. What are you guys doing? We'll start with Musimen.
Flu is over. We're back to running. We're running on Wednesday night. Kakopana lebo shwani kwa. This year, kiawatsena comrades. Kiawatsena. And I know that I'm not waking up ka 4 anymore. I'm still waking up ka 4. Shy road work. We're running this weekend. Greenstone on Sunday.
My plan?
I'm home alone this weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do mang figure namhlanje before bahambe. Ngizoba phekela umhodi. Uyazi bangisukela ngiyowasho. Ngiyopheka ngiyowasho.
Eba hambe. Uyazi umhodi uthi sikhathi sikagrani. What are you doing, Joe?
Uyabazi bahamba ngasikhathini.
He's trying to get them to stay. Skumbuzo, why are you being such a bad influence?
Ngizokwenza nedombolo.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the weekend, it's Netflix and sport and nothing else.
I don't phone out, Jam.
I don't phone out.
And I'm going to a funeral in Mpumalanga. I'm just accompanying a friend.
In Mpumalanga. Shoneman?
Their uncle.
We have our uncle?
No. Support, Nje, yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Drive safe, na fly.
No, see, drive.
Drive safe. Mbali?
I don't know. I haven't been okay in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Emotionally. I just want to take some time out for myself. So I'm literally going to just ngizos valela this weekend. I just want to be in my own company this weekend. That's all.
Last week, Yami, when it comes to comedy, not doing comedy for the last time this week. Ben valila, so long, going back next week. And I'm going to start a Kaslami Tembis. Doing something hrot, slow chile, so tickets. I'm going to take a comedy ticket myself, Mashabe, Siso Nene, Siyaseya, Simpiwa Shembe. Bringing the whole crowd. That's going to be one of those. And we're going to have a great after party afterwards. My man DJ Fingers will be there, so it's gonna be nice. So this weekend I'm span, you relax, cook clean, because from next week
Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Skumba and Dumiso, 6 to 9 a.m.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.